Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Future of Nostalgia by Svetlana Boym is a wide-ranging exploration of how longing for the past shapes personal identity, political life, and cultural imagination in the modern world. I'm writing as a cultural theorist attentive to history, memory, and everyday experience, Boym examines nostalgia not as a simple emotion or a harmless taste for retro style, but as a powerful force that can inspire creativity, foster community, and also fuel exclusionary myths. The book moves across geographies and media, engaging with the post-Soviet experience while also speaking to broader 20th and 21st century anxieties about displacement, modernization, and the loss of familiar worlds. Boym treats nostalgia as something made and remade through stories, monuments, popular culture, and private rituals. Readers encounter a vocabulary and set of distinctions that help clarify why some forms of nostalgia open possibilities for reflection and dialogue, while others harden into demands for an imagined return. The result is an influential framework for understanding memory in contemporary culture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining nostalgia as a modern condition, Boym frames nostalgia as more than homesickness. It becomes a modern condition tied to accelerated change, migration, and the unsettling sense that the world no longer matches remembered coordinates. Rather than treating nostalgia as merely sentimental or irrational, the book analyzes its structures, triggers, and social functions. Nostalgia emerges when the promise of progress feels fragile and when personal biographies are disrupted by political upheaval or cultural transformation. Boym emphasizes that nostalgia is not identical with memory or history. Memory can be plural and contested, while nostalgia often seeks coherence and emotional certainty. At the same time, nostalgia is not always backward-looking in a simple way. It can be oriented toward imagined futures built from idealized pasts, and it can animate projects as different as national revival, consumer branding, heritage tourism, and private storytelling. By unpacking the term, Boym helps readers see why nostalgia appears across the ideological spectrum and why it persists even in highly technological societies. The book encourages attention to the everyday practices through which people curate the past, from collecting objects to repeating rituals, and shows how these practices can either deepen understanding or replace complexity with comforting narratives. Secondly, restorative versus reflective nostalgia. A central contribution of the book is the distinction between restorative and reflective nostalgia. Restorative nostalgia is oriented toward rebuilding a lost home, treating the past as a stable truth that can be recovered and reinstated. It often emphasizes origins, purity, and a single authoritative story, and it can align with political movements that promise to restore greatness by erasing ambiguity. Reflective nostalgia, by contrast, lingers in longing itself. It acknowledges distance, accepts that return is impossible, and uses the past as a space for critical thought, irony, and creative recombination. It can justify exclusionary politics and historical denial, yet it can also support artistic experimentation, personal resilience, and nuanced engagement with memory. Boym does not present reflective nostalgia as automatically virtuous, but as a mode that keeps contradictions visible and resists the demand for perfect closure. The framework is valuable because it can be applied to museums, architecture, film, literature, and national narratives. Readers gain a diagnostic tool for recognizing when appeals to tradition are invitations to dialogue and when they are attempts to enforce a single mythic past. Thirdly, post-Soviet transformations and a politics of memory, the book pays particular attention to the post-Soviet landscape where rapid ideological and economic shifts produced intense struggles over memory. The collapse of an official future created a vacuum in which competing pasts could be mobilized. Boym examines how monuments, public rituals, and everyday conversations became sites where people negotiated loss, shame, pride, and hope. In such contexts, nostalgia can function as a coping mechanism for disorientation, but it can also be leveraged to legitimize new authorities or revive older imperial narratives. Boym is attentive to how personal memories intersect with state-sponsored histories. She explores the ways in which the same symbols can be mourned, mocked, or revered depending on who is speaking and what has been experienced. This analysis offers a broader lesson about transitional societies. Memory is not simply preserved, it is actively produced under pressure. By focusing on the textures of daily life alongside public politics, Boym shows how nostalgia travels through jokes, slang, domestic objects, and urban spaces. The post-Soviet case becomes a lens for understanding other periods of upheaval, where the desire for stability can lead either to plural remembrance or to the simplification of history into a usable legend. Fourthly, nostalgia in art, architecture, and popular culture. Boym tracks nostalgia through cultural forms that mediate the past, including literature, visual art, cinema, and the built environment. Architecture and city planning are especially revealing because they materialize memory in streetscapes, ruins, renovations, and replicas. The book considers how restoration can become an attempt to freeze history, while preservation of traces can encourage reflection on layers of time. Popular culture, too, recycles images and styles that promise comfort and familiarity. But these returns are never neutral. They can critique the present, commodify the past, or create ironic distance. Boehm highlights how artists and writers use nostalgia as a technique, not only a theme, by staging reenactments, collecting fragments, and playing with authenticity. Such practices complicate the boundary between genuine remembrance and performed identity. The book invites readers to notice how cultural products produce moods of longing and how those moods shape collective life. Rather than dismissing retro aesthetics as superficial, Boehm examines what they reveal about unmet desires and unresolved histories. This topic equips readers to interpret nostalgia in contemporary media, from heritage branding to cinematic revivals, with a sharper sense of the political and emotional work these forms perform. Lastly, temporal imagination, exile, and the ethics of longing. At its deepest level, the book asks what it means to live ethically with longing. Nostalgia is tied to time as much as to place, and Boehm explores how people imagine their lives across gaps created by exile, migration, and generational change. The experience of displacement makes the past feel simultaneously intimate and unreachable, encouraging idealization, but also inviting careful attention to what has been lost and why. Boehm proposes that reflective nostalgia can support an ethics of ambivalence, where one can love the past without demanding its return as a political program. This stance values storytelling that admits partial knowledge and recognizes the presence of others whose memories differ. The book also suggests that the future is shaped by how we narrate the past. When societies treat history as a closed script, they limit imagination. When they accept memory as layered and incomplete, they can build futures that do not require erasure. Boehm thus links nostalgia to responsibility, to how we mourn, what we choose to commemorate, and how we resist the temptation of simple solutions. The topic resonates for anyone navigating identity in a world of fast change, where longing can either narrow horizons or expand them through reflection. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in cultural studies, history of ideas, political theory, memory studies, and anyone trying to understand why the past has such intense power in contemporary public life. It is also valuable for artists, writers, architects, and educators who work with heritage and representation, because it offers concepts that sharpen interpretation without reducing nostalgia to a mere weakness. The benefit to a reader's life is practical, as well as intellectual. Boehm's distinctions help you recognize when your own longing is supporting creativity, empathy, and continuity, and when it is drifting toward rigid myths that foreclose curiosity. In an era of constant reinvention and algorithmic recycling of earlier styles, the book provides language for making sense of retro trends, political slogans about restoration, and personal feelings of displacement. Compared to similar books that either condemn nostalgia outright or romanticize it, The Future of Nostalgia stands out for its balanced, ethically alert approach. It treats nostalgia as complex and historically grounded, offering a durable framework that travels across cases and disciplines. That combination of conceptual clarity and cultural range makes it worth buying for readers who want to think with precision about memory and modernity. If you would like to support Svetlana Boehm, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.